When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dwayne's World with Dwayne Russell.
Going to be huge at Amy Park tomorrow night. The Melbourne Storm host the South Sydney Rabbitohs in their Anzac Night clash tomorrow night. So huge night on the NRL calendar. And you can still get tickets from tickertech.com.au. So if you want to jump on board, tickertech.com.au for your tickets. It's always a big day around Australia. It's always a big day sporting-wise in Melbourne, as well as part of celebrating Anzac Day and celebrating all those that have sacrificed for us. And Frank Panisi, Melbourne Storm General Manager of Football, has been good enough to join me for a few minutes. Frank, welcome to you. Great to have you on.
Great to be on, Dwayne. And as you said, this is my favourite home and away game of the year. So we look forward to every year. And yeah, we're very excited and feel very privileged to be able to play once again on Anzac Day.
And normally your fans come out too. They enjoy it as well. In fact, you get some doing the double, the AFL Rugby League double.
Yeah, it's each year. This is our biggest game of the year outside of finals in terms of crowd. It's you're right. It's great looking around the stadium, and as well as all the purple jumpers around. You see the Collingwood jerseys out there in Essendon, and yeah, it adds to the whole day. And I think, you know, hopefully it continues tomorrow. If, you know, tickets are selling really well, and we're expecting a sold out game. So yeah, I encourage everyone to get along, and encourage your members to get along in their seats as well. It'd be great to not just have a sold out, but also a full house as well, which I've no doubt we can do.
Yeah, jump on board. Hey, Dale Finucane is an ex of yours. He's had to retire this week due to concussion issues. It's something that is pretty big in your sport and at your club, as well as in every sport around Australia, around the world right now.
Yeah, it is. We've seen a couple in the AFL already retire, Dwayne, as you said, and yeah, he's a very high profile player in our game, probably the most high profile that I can remember for quite a while. You know, we've had a few like the AFL, but yeah, he's been, you know, still at his, whilst he's at the back end of his career, he still had plenty to offer. But look, he's been an absolutely wonderful player, you know, for the game of rugby league. He started at the Bulldogs, and then he had 7 incredible years here where he played in, you know, numerous grand finals and premierships and minor premierships. And he was just a fearless competitor. I've never seen a player prepare more professionally, more diligently than Dale did. But I thought it was last year he did it. You know, he called myself and Craig over the weekend, and close friends and close people has been involved in. But yeah, don't expect any less. But you know, it is the right decision for Dale, and we support him with that decision.
Speaking of players, Jerome Hughes has been in the press with you. I'm sure you read it all. How do you respond to it all? Do you ask the players questions? How do you go about that?
Yeah, look, I think Jerome's embarrassed about the whole thing, to be brutally honest with you. I think he came out pretty well the other day and he knocked it on the head. And, you know, he's a big part of our football club. He's very happy in Melbourne. He's also been here for now since 2017. He'd only played 2 NRL games before he got to the Storm, and he's played the rest here and had a lot of success. 2020 premiership player, one of our vice captains, and a really important player who's still contracted for a couple more years, and you know, he's keen to even extend that. So yeah, no, it's just a bit of rugby league muck and gossip, and which keeps the, you know, the clickbait going, I suppose. Right
on the pitch then, on the field, what's the changes for tomorrow? Have you got many?
No, we go in with a very settled team. First probably time this year that we've gone back to back with the same 17, and everyone that is available, and we've had a good week. Had a really tough win against the Roosters last week, and a bit like our other wins this year, Dwayne, we still haven't played our absolute best, but we're grinding out wins. We're certainly defending extremely well, but our attack at times can be a bit clunky, and that's an area to work on. But you know, as we said, at this stage of the year, it's important just to chalk off those wins, and especially against the quality of the oppositions we've been doing it against. That's probably been the most pleasing part. So this time we're playing a team that started the season, you know, with high expectations, a great roster, and a big club in South Sydney. They haven't had the best of seasons, They had the bye last weekend, so they come refreshed and needing to really turn around their season and kickstart their season. So we're expecting a tough game. It's their first Anzac Day game, so they'll be up for that as well. So we're expecting another tough game come tomorrow night.
You normally play the New Zealand Warriors in this game, though, don't you?
We do, yeah, for the last 15 years. We had 1 year we played Manly because the centenary of the Anzac in 2015, the Warriors were granted a home match for their game and we played Manly. But all the other games in our 15-year history of playing on the Anzac Day have been against the Warriors. And it's going to feel a bit strange not playing against the Warriors, but we understand their decision, wanting their own home game on Anzac Day. They play the Titans at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon in Auckland, so we understand that. But in one way, it's one when we did play the Warriors, Dwayne, one thing about it, a lot more Warriors fans than any other opposition fans would play in Melbourne. There's a lot of ex-Kiwis living in Melbourne, and they all come out once a year, usually on this day. But so we're expecting our Anzac Day crowd of being all purple. That's a little bit because Warriors supporters are different, but all the same, whilst it'll be different to play the Warriors, really excited to play a big club like South Sydney Rabbitohs, and should be a great night.
And one on the text here, it kickoffs at 7:50, but it's probably not a question for you given you're in charge of footy, but do you know what time the ceremonies will start?
Oh, you got me there. I'll say 7:45, but I wouldn't go on my words. I'd probably ask everyone to be there at least in their seats by 7:30. It's the pre-game ceremony that the club's put on now for a number of years, but especially the last few years with the blackout, it's one of the best I've seen, certainly in the NRL. I know on tonight's game at the G, they do something similar, but it just adds to the whole day. You know, it's just after the morning service, and then you've got the ceremonies, and you've got the afternoon watching the AFL. It's just a fantastic way to finish Anzac Day, and it's the pre-game ceremony. It's worth itself just coming for that. But hopefully, after that, they'll also see a great game of rugby league one.
Frank, great to have you on. Let's hope you get a massive crowd. Get along, support the Storm, and we'll talk to you next week, Frank.
Thanks very much, mate. We're looking forward to it, Dwayne.
Frank Panisi, Melbourne Storm General Manager of Football, a game tomorrow night. They should win, given where South Sydney is on the ladder.